Daf is Daf Ayin. So we got to the last two lines of Samech Testament Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Zona Uvedes Chochavim, Manan Jewish Zona, the Yisrael Mesubin Etzla, and the Yid is next to her. They're having a feast and they're being with her, whatever that means. Chamra Shari, the wine that might be there, the wine that seemingly is owned by the Jew, because if it's owned by the Zona over the Chochavim, it's already going to be Yayin Nesach, so it's owned by the Jew. So is there Chashash that maybe the Zona of the Chochavim touched the Yayin? So the Gemara Paskins, Rabbi Paskins, Chamra Shari, the wine is actually permitted. What's the explanation? Why is this the case? Nihida Takiv Lahu Yatzra Daveira. Granted that the Yetzara, they were not able to overcome the Yetzara in terms of Aveira, in terms of the Arayos and the Znus that's here. But with respect to Yatzra Dayai Nesach Lo Takiv Lahu, they didn't have such a Yetzara, meaning they're going to stop her from pouring it for Yayin Nesach. They do have some limitations of their self-control, so the wine that's there is actually going to be mutter. But if it's the opposite scenario, the Gemara says, Zona Yisrael, a Jewish Zona, V'ovdi Kochav Mesubin, and then there are non-Jews who are with her, and then she has some Jewish bottles of kosher wine. So then, in this case, Chamra Aser. In this situation, we assume the wine is actually going to be Aser. What's the difference? My time. What's the reasoning? Hol V'zila Alayu Basrayo Gerera. Since she's Zila, since she's disgraced, she's being belittled by the of the Chachavim, so she's going to be drawn after to whatever they want to do. It's not because of the Yetzhara or no Yetzhara for this, just whatever they do, she'll listen to them. So if they want to now start pouring the Yayin Nesach and make it into Yayin Nesach, so even though it's hers, she won't stop them from doing so, in which case it's going to be awesome. Gemara now goes through a series of different stories here of case of Yayin Nesach. So Gemara says, Hahu Besa, there was a particular house to have a Yosef Bechamra di Yisrael. A certain house was storing some kosher wine. And all Obed Kochavim, a non-Jew, entered into the home and Achade Ladashe Ba'ape and closed the door. So now he's sealed inside the room by himself with the kosher wine. To have a Biza Badashe, there's a little crack, a little peephole you could see through the door from the outside. So the Jew's looking inside, and what does he notice the non-Jew's doing? Ishtakach obed kochavim dekoi b'nei donim. He sees that the non-Jew is standing next to all the barrels of wine. So now he's choshes that maybe he's pouring all them. It's now going to be Yayin Nesach. So Rava Paskins, I'm a Rava, kol dilahade biza shari. Anything that you could see from that crack in the door that you're watching him, he's scared that the Jew's going to see him pouring the wine. So if it's going to be in that vision, that view of the crack, it's all going to be mutter, but anything high geese, anything off to the side where you cannot see from that crack in the door, then it's going to be aser. Rechosh is perhaps he moved off to the side and started pouring some of the wine. Gemara now says another case. Ahu chamra di Yisrael, if there is a kosher wine, tava yaseh bebeisa, that's in the house, dehave dayer Yisrael behel yona. The Jew is living on the upstairs floor. The Oved Kochavim B'tachton, and the non-Jew is in the downstairs floor. So then, what happens? Then the Shama Kal Tigra, and they heard some commotion outside. And Nafke, they all, both of them went outside. The Jew and non-Jew went out to see what was going on. What was a little fight going on in the courtyard? And Kadam Asi Ha'Oved Kochavim Achte Ladash Bape. Then, before everything happens, before everything unfolds, the non-Jew runs back inside the house by himself. Slams the door shut. Now the non-Jew's inside the house alone with the kosher wine. So what's the halacha? Amarava chamra shari. That wine is permitted even though the non-Jew is by himself inside and there's no one watching him, there's no crack in the door, no nothing. It's all permitted because Memer Amar, the non-Jew is going to say to himself, Kihecha de kadim asai ana. Just like I came in first to the house, it's very possible kadim v'asa Yisrael v'asa bel yona. It's very possible the Jew might come in as well. The fight is over. He might come in as well to go to the upstairs to kachadili and see what I'm doing. So he's scared. And that level of mirtas, that fear factor, is enough to allow the wine to remain kosher. Next case. Hahu ishbiza d'havi yosef v'bei chamra di Yisrael. There's a certain host, a certain house that was storing kosher wine. And ishtakach Ovi Kochavim to have a Yosef Beidina. And he found that there was a non-Jew standing amongst the barrels of wine. So Amar Rava said, Im Nitpasalav Kiganov, if he's caught like a Ganov, which means he's startled, he realizes no one else is in the room, he said, what are you doing over there? And he jumps and he gets really scared. So if he's Nitpas Kiganov, he reacts like he's a Ganov doing something he shouldn't be doing. So then we say it's Shari, meaning it's permitted. That if he's going to an area that if he's caught, he'd be caught, he'd be doing something suspicious, and let's say perhaps arrested, so then his standing there would actually be permitted. He's too scared to do something because if he's caught doing something, he doesn't want to be viewed as a ganav. So if he's in an area where he shouldn't be, so then we actually think it's permitted. If he's in an area where he's allowed to go, and he's walking very nonchalantly, and if a person says, what are you doing there? He could simply say, I'm just walking here, and he's not going to be viewed as a ganav. So then we are choshish, since there is no fear factor there, then we would say the wine that he's standing amongst is going to be us.
All these maisim are based on the halacha that the yayin of an Israel putting the noet kochavim has to give to the has to be Israelim there, and it has to give or be open to Rishus Harabim, right? Or like, because we're suddenly like skipping all those points.
What do you mean Rishus Harabim in this case?
It has to be that Jews can see what the goy is. I mean, wasn't that the maskana that we had before that if in Israel if an Israel could a yain by a goy, it has to be that the Jews can see what he's doing.
Right, so this is a new factor. Like we had Yotzev and Nichnas, the guy goes in and out, that's right. Enough of a fear factor. So this is right. A stage removed even.
Meaning this is, the first points are a given, and this is additional to
exactly.
What we said before.
Just like you have similar cases, to the person that has a franchise in terms of kashrus. And this franchise has, even though there's no mashkiach, Starbucks always follows the standard. And if they're caught changing the ingredients, they're going to be punished for this. But that's enough of a mirtas. Even though no one's actually watching, there's no mashkiach, we have sometimes that mirtas is enough to allow food to be kosher. So the same halacha applies to the wine as well. Gemara has another case. What's this case here? Hahu beisa d'havi yasid bechamer. There's a certain house that has wine in it, and ishtakach de oved kochavim dehave kaim beidina, and you see that there's a non-Jew standing amongst the barrels of wine. So Amar Rava, Rava says, I islay lishtamute chamra aser. If he has some excuse, if you ask what are you doing there, he's going to say, oh, I was just checking out the painting in the corner, let's say. He has a nice excuse he could use, so then it's aser, because since he has a good excuse to use, he's not scared. He always has something to respond back, to report back, to say what he's doing there, so then we're choshish he was doing something wrong. But Elo, if he has no good excuse to say why he was there, he's he's just stuck, nothing to respond, so then halach would be chamra, would be shari, then it's permitted, and him going there, since he's scared, that he has no good reason why he's there, so then we actually would say the wine is mutter. Gemara asks a question, meisivet. The ninnal hapundach, Rashi says this is talking about nisyached oved kocham im hayayin. Let's say you designate a guard to stand next to the wine for whatever reason. Or it's a situation the Gemara says, oh, Shamor lo, the Yid says to the guy that Shamor, watch the wine, please, I need to step out a little bit. So those halachas would be usher. If you haven't watched something or you're miyached a room for him to stay in where there's going to be wine, in those situations it's usher. So the Gemara says, my lav, is it not talking about a case that's usher? If you ask the non-Jew to watch wine for you, it's also, if a non-Jew is ever found by wine, even without having a good excuse, even though there is no fear, even though there's some level of fear there, we would still say that the wine is going to be usher. Above we said, when is the wine usher? If the non-Jew is next to the wine, only if it's a good excuse, he can explain and justify why he's there, so he's never scared. He always has some good response. So since he's never scared, he'll do whatever he wants in that room where the wine is. But if he doesn't have a good excuse, I mean, if he asks what he's doing there, he'll be, I have no idea, he'll be scared. So then we would say he's allowed to be next to the wine. But this Gemara, this Bryce we just quoted, said, whenever the Jew is, rather the non-Jew is miyachi next to the wine, or he's asked to shummer the wine, it's always aser, even without having a good excuse why he's there. So the Gemara says, no, not true. Lo, that case where we say that the wine is usher when the non-Jew is next to the wine is only the islay elashimute, where he has got a good excuse, so he's not scared. He always has some good response to say back why he's here, why he's there. That's when there's no fear factor, and then there's going to be the wine will be usher. Gemara has another case. Hahu Yisrael the oved kochavim to have a yosvei v'kashasi chamri. A Jew and non-Jew were sitting down at a bar and they were drinking wine. Shama Yisrael kal tzuluye beknishta. He heard the bells ringing that it's time to go to shul. So come Vaza, the Yid jumps up, he wants to catch the minion. So what's the lacha? Now the wine is left alone with the non-Jew. You run to minion, so now it's going to be usher, you would think. Rava says, Chamra Shari, the wine is actually permitted. Why? So Rava seems to be very, very makel here, because Meima Amar, the non-Jew, says to himself, Hashta Midchar Lei L'Chamra Hader Asir. The Jew ran out the door, and then he's going to remember as he turns the corner, oh, wait a second, I just left some wine at home with the non-Jew. He's going to run back in and catch what I'm doing. So there's always that level of fear factor, and therefore, in that case, the wine will be still permitted. That's a big cool. I don't know how this all trickles down to halacha l'maisa, but it just sounds like a big cooler.
I don't understand. Well, the guy doesn't have an excuse. So what is he doing there?
If he doesn't have an excuse, oh no, he lost himself. He was lost in thought or something, and he kind of strolled into that your wine cellar in your basement.
If he doesn't have an excuse, that means he was there for the wine.
But we say it's mutter.
That's that mutter saying. He wasn't there, but he must have been there. So he's saying, if it's mutter, so what was he doing in the first place? So it must be that he was just going for a show. He wanted to check out the big mansion. He came across the wine cellar there.
Is that an excuse?
Right, I guess, how do you define...
Right, when you say it's an excuse, it means that the guy went to touch it, you know what I mean? So
I guess
automatically becomes an excuse.
He's lost in thought, I guess. He's lost in thought.
Rashi says, if Leslie is Shmuti Shari, the cave in the bowl who akne sasa, since he's kind of like he's frightened over the fact he even entered, he's not going to touch it. Like he,
He doesn't have an excuse to be there at all. Meaning, like you say, maybe he wasn't supposed to see the room. He just wanted to see a nice room, and when he got
in, state
he
of
was,
panic of him being
right,
there.
Right. So the question becomes, why can't you just say, I was there because I was checking out your mansion?
Yeah. Because I guess he wasn't allowed to be there.
Right. He went behind the red ropes. The red ropes here. My guest could only...
If he's Jewish, he'd be anting around.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Hahu Yisrael v'Avikochavim, Nava Yasid Ba'arba. That's what we're up to, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they're sitting, and now they're on a boat. And it happened to be Erev Shabbos. And Shema Yisrael Kal Shipora Debei Shim. So he hears the bells. It's Shabbos. The shofar blowing the tekios. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about they blow three sets of tekios erev Shabbos to stop the melacha here, to light the candles. A whole series of tekios brought down Shulchan Aruch as well. And you have some places they have in Yerushalayim. They have the sirens in Farakwa. They have sirens. They have sirens as a zecher for this inyan. So it's erev Shabbos, and they blow the shofar. So then Nafuk V'Azil. So the Yid leaves the boat. He has to go make Shabbos. So now, what happens with the wine that's left behind with the non-Jew in the boat? So again, Amar Rava, Chamra, Shari, the wine is actually permitted because the Meimar Amar, Hashem Midchar Le'Lechamra, he's going to turn back around and say, wait a second, I left my bottles of wine in the boat, and he's going to come catch what I'm doing. So that's enough of a mirtas to say, Hadar Asi, he's going to come back, and therefore the wine will be permitted. V'imishim Shabbasa. What about Shabbos? How could he come back? If it's Shabbos, so he's not going to come back on Shabbos, and doesn't he have to make Shabbos? He's going to carry his wine back and forth. So he's not going to really come back. So Gemara says, fast.
On the boat.
What?
He's on the boat.
Yeah, therefore what?
So what do you mean he's not going to come? He's on the boat. It's not like he's town.
No, he just left the boat. He just got off the boat.
Oh, he got off the boat.
Now the guy says that he's going to come back and catch what I'm doing with the yayin, so now I'm not going to touch the yayin. So we say, wait a second, but Shabbos, he's not going to go on a boat on Shabbos, so there's no way he's coming back. That's it. The non-Jew does whatever he wants. So Gemara is a fascinating point of a little inside understanding the perspective of a non-Jew of how they view us on Shabbos, at least back then. So the Gemara says, Ha'amar, don't we have the following testimony of Li Iser Gior? Iser was a ger. Iser was his name. His name is Iser. Iser. So Iser Gior said, Ki avinan bar miyosan, when I was a non-Jew, Amrinan Yehudai, we would say that the Yehudai lo menatre Shabbos. We would accuse the Jews of not keeping Shabbos. Why wouldn't they keep Shabbos? Because we said, "Di minatri Shabbos." Had they really kept Shabbos, they wouldn't carry. They wouldn't do any malacha. Kama kisa kamishtache b'shuk. We would find so many wallets in the shuk. They've been walking in the shuk, and they remember they're wearing a wallet. They drop their wallet in the middle, not to carry hotzah. So the fact that we're not finding all these Jewish wallets all over the streets here must be they're all carrying on Shabbos. So even though you're right at Shabbos, and we know that a yid wouldn't go back to the boat on Shabbos itself, the non-Jews don't think we actually keep Shabbos, and we think that he would come back onto the boat. So the Gemara says, but they are incorrect about this. It's a very good point that they're making, that people are traveling, and Shabbos comes, and they have no place to go, and then they're still in Rosh Hashanah, so why don't they just drop their wallets on the floor? The Gemara says, you know what happens if a Jew is stuck Erev Shabbos, and now the sun sets, What does he do with his wallet? The Svir Lan Kirabi Yitzchak, Dama Rabbi Yitzchak, Hamoti Kis Beshabbos, Molich Pachas Pachas Me'arba Amos. If you walk less than 4 Amos at a time, the violation of carrying Rishis Rabbim is only Dal Amos. But if you do Pachas Pachas, you walk only 3.5 Amos, stop. 3.5 Amos and stop, you haven't violated Shabbos Midaraisa, and that's how they get around dropping off their wallets as a side point. Rashi points out here, when you make that pause there, Rashi on halfway down. But it's less than dal by dalit. Hanacha, akira hanacha is only if you do the akira, dal amos and hanacha. If hanacha is within less than dal amos, it's that's not a chiv deraisa. So look what Rashi writes here, pachas pachas midal amos, the omer lafush, which means you take a stop to just rest for a moment. So the Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is Das Yachid with this particular halacha, we don't pass on like Rabbeinu Yerucham throughout, you know, almost anywhere, I don't think. But he writes that it's not enough to simply stop to end the, to be mafsik. You have to stop and sit down and take it easy and relax. Stopping just to break up the shear is not enough to break up the shear. It has to be to stop to do something. For example, a person goes into the shul to get someone, or you just walk into the shul, you can't just stop. You have to sit down, or you have to learn. But just to pause, that's not enough of, you know, walking into a shul, otherwise it's a bizayon to the shul. So to Rabbeinu Yerucham says, when it comes to being mafsik in shiurim, you have to sit and do something. A simple pause is not enough. So it gets into a whole discussion. What about, let's say, a person's eating pachas pachas v'shir and Yom Kippur? Person's sick, needs to take medicine, drink some water, pachas mirviyas. So how long will that pause does it have to be? Is it enough to drink a little bit and pause just to create a hefsek? Or do you have to do something else and go daven and then come back? So many poskim say it's not enough to simply just pause. You have to actually do something. You have to, like, sit down or daven to break up the shir. But Shlomo Zalman Orbach is mechadish. Although in general, there is room to say when you're breaking up a shear of, let's say, Isser Nevela, person has to eat Nevela, you break up Pachas Pachas, you would normally have to make a strong interruption in between the shearim. When it comes to Yom Kippur, it's different. Because the definition of Yom Kippur, the shear, what's the shear of Yom Kippur? Yom Kikoseves. Why Kikoseves? Gemara says, Yisuve Daita, the Gemara says, to give Yishuv Adas. So once you pause, regardless of why you pause, pausing just to break up the shear, that alone will no longer give you Yishuv Adas. So even though you haven't stopped it to do anything, stopping alone just to stop is enough, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, with respect to Yom Kippur, because it will not give a person a suvei daita that he would need, that he would want from the eating on Yom Kippur.
You know, so it ties with jumping from the lamas, the guy with the carrying lulav.
I don't remember. Yeah. Okay. Gemara now says, Hahu Aryeh, there's once a lion. This is like fascinating. They have stories of lions in the Gemara, and we have no idea what to do in that case. But like, this could happen. They'd have lions like going around Israel or Bavel. So the Gemara says, "How are you?" There was a lion. They have a nahim b'matarta. They started to roar at. They were in the wine cellar. And Shama Ha'obi Kacham, the non-Jew, heard the lion, got scared, of course. And Tasha Beni Dan, he started to hide amongst the barrels so the lion couldn't catch him. Amarava, so what's the status of all the barrels of wine? You think the non-Jews are starting to shake the wine and do Yai Nesach to the barrels? Rava says, Achamra Shari, the wine's permitted. What's the reason? Meima Amar, Kiecha de Tashina Ana, it Shanami Yisrael Acharai. Just like I'm hiding here, perhaps there's a Jew also who's hiding from the lion in the back of the wine cellar, the Kachadili, and sees what I'm doing, so I'm going to stay here silent because I don't know who else is hiding in this wine cellar. Gemara has an additional case. Honey Ganve de Salke Pumpadisa, there were these Jews, rather than I shouldn't say Jews, we'll see that in just a second, there were these robbers that were in Pumpadisa, Upaschu Chaviasa Tuba. They started to open up many, many barrels. So what's the status of these barrels? Amar Rava, Rava again, he's the posek in all these cases here. Amar Rava, Chamra Shari, the wine's permitted here. My time, what's the explanation? The Ruba Ganva Yisrael Ninu. Most Ganavim are Jews. Very, very sad situation. Sad. But before you leave, listen to the last point. Tosin Babasa says it's not true. Only in Pumbedisa that was the case. Not overall. Only we've seen this a few places. Babasa says this. But only in Pumbedisa were they mostly Jews. But throughout the world, that's not the case here. Then the Gemara says, right, Hahua Uvda, there's one say Maisa, bin Nahardai, Amashmul, Chamer Shari. Same thing, Nahardai. He said it was permitted. Nahardai was just like Pumpadisa, where most of the Ganavim there were actually Jews, so they wouldn't be contaminating, they wouldn't make the wine into Yai Nesach. This interesting toast in the bottom here. We saw earlier in the Masechta that when many barrels of wine are opened up, we actually said it's permitted, because that indicates even if a non-Jew is going through the barrels, the fact that so many were open indicates they're looking for money. They're looking for money here. So even if the most ganavim weren't Jewish, you would still say that the barrels are kosher, because if so many are open, it should be kosher because they're looking for money, not for wine. So Tosis on the bottom says, Hachalav dafka tuva. It doesn't really mean many here. Kaven de talinam b'Yisrael. Since we assume it's a yid, even if a few of them were open, we would still say it's mutter. Avav l'sama chave dafka. Later on, we're going to see it's dafka kaven de paschal tuva. We'll see later on in the next amud. Vis de lo garcina and tuva v'garis le'b'sama kaven de ika p'pischal l'shum mamona. Some explain since they were opened up for the purpose of looking for money, that's why the barrels are going to be kosher. Okay, the Gemara now says, Kiman, who's the one who authored this idea, this psak here, that you're permitted if you're walking amongst, if you find all these barrels opened up, you can assume it's mutter because of the Ganavim, Rov Ganavim are Yisrael. Who is the author? Gemara says, Ki Rabbi Eliezer. This must be Rabbi Eliezer. Who's Rabbi Eliezer? Damar Safek Bia Tahor. It's a Safek Bia. If a person enters into an area where there's Tumah, but you don't really know if you went into that area. There's area, there's a Sada that has Tumah. You don't know if you came in or didn't. Safek Bia, Safek Lo Bia. So the halacha is, HaNichnas Zaditnan. The Mishnah says, firstly, Safek Bia Tahor. Based on what? Ditznan. HaNichnas Abika. A person enters into a valley of some sort, Bia Mosa Gshamim, in the rainy season, where people don't normally go there. The Tumah, and there's Tumah Bisade Plonis, and there's Tumah in that area. Vamar halachti b'makom alaz. I went to the area, but ain't yodei. I don't know im nichnasi l'osa sadeh. There's a field A, let's say. They had 15 fields there. Field A happened to have a tumah. I don't know if I walked by. I knew I walked in the area, but I don't know if I walked through field A. So lach is im lo nichnasi. I don't know if I went there or didn't go there. Rabbi Eliezer says, safeg bia tahor. If you don't know if you entered in, the halach is it's tahor. But if it's safek maga tam, if it's safek whether you touched it or not, a different type of safek, not entering, but a safek of touching, then the halacha is you're going to become tame. So here as well, the situation of we don't know if a yid or non-Jew walked into the area of the yayin, the gas, so then it's a safek bia would be tahor. Here, the same thing, safek bia would be mutter. Must be Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, lo, not true. The shiny hal, even if you say, like Rabbanan hold that suffix, even suffix bia is going to be tameh. The reason is because anytime there's a suffix tuma, birshusa yachid, where there's only two individuals, it's a very small area, we assume suffix tuma birshusa yachid is tameh. It's based on the halachas of sota, we learn gzeir shava, nitma. So suffix tuma birshusa yachid is tameh, suffix tuma birshusa rabim is tahor. So Rabban hold any type of suffix in Rishus Yachid, whether it's suffix maga, suffix bia, it's always tameh. But even in this case of the yayin, even Chacham would agree the wine is actually mutter in this case. Ah, isn't the suffix bia case? Mara says, no, shiny hasam, there is different. Kevin dika de paschi l'shem mamona. Since this case of the wine, many were opened up, there's good indication to say that they were looking for mamon and havile svek sveka. It's a double suffix. Why? Number one, there's a suffix whether it's a yid or non-Jew. And even if it was a non-Jew, since so many were opened up, it's good indication that he was looking for mamon, not looking to do yayin nesech. So because of svek sveka, even in this case, they would assume that Rabban would agree that it's going to be mutter. Now, I don't know the whole connection between yayin nesech and tumah. That whole thing doesn't make sense to me. The klal of suffix tumah versus yachid is a special din in tumah. Nothing to do with the iser and heter of yayin nesech. I didn't look into it. I'm just raising it as a question. I don't know what the connection is. Okay. Gemara now says an Amun Beis. Hahu Ravisa. There was a particular Rashi says, Ravisa is a tinokes over this kochavim, a young non-Jewish girl. Dishtakech tave beidana. She was in the wine cellar. V'hava nikita ofya b'yada. Ofya, Rashi explains, is like foam. She was carrying the foam from on top of the wine. So there's a chashash now. If she touched the foam, she perhaps touched the wine as well. And now it's going to be yayin nesech. Gemara says, Amar Rava, Chamra, Shari, the wine is permitted here as well. Eimar, de Magva, de Chavisa, Shaklisa, that granted that she may have taken the, we'll look at Rashi in just a second, Biavagav, de Leka, to Eimar, Asume, Asrame, Le. So what does this mean in the Gemara? Rashi explains here, if you look at Rashi, Eimar, last word in the top line, Eimar, Magva, de Chavisa, Shaklasa. The Dafka Revisa, so what happens going on here, that she took just the top, the foam on top, but she didn't stick it inside. Even though there's no longer any foam there, and it's very likely to say that she grabbed some wine with it, And still, we could say it's a very good chance that Asrumilei, that she did, she was very lucky, and she only scooped up the foam, and she didn't scoop up any wine. So Rashi explains here, Vadafka Revisa, only a young girl, Deniyo Das Betiv Nisach, she doesn't know the nature of Avodah Zarah. She's a four-year-old girl. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's not doing Nisach. Flo Masa Nafshi Leminka, she's not going to be Moser Nefesh to do a Nisach, to get herself in danger. About Gadola, a girl above the age of 12, who knows that Tiv Nisach Mechi Chazina and Nikita Ofia Lo Talina Lakula. If we see that she's holding the foam, we don't assume she didn't do anything else. We assume if she's holding the foam, perhaps she did do a Nisach. So Tosa doesn't like this within Rashi. Tosa's in Dima Raskal Hahi, he quotes Rashi, and three lines down he says, Miu Lo Matina Chilak Zebeshimakum. We don't find anywhere else a distinction of the age when it comes to a non-Jew touching the wine. So where's Rashi come up with this distinction of the age? So Lechei Nira says, Tosos, Delav Davka Revisa doesn't mean a young girl. Hu Adin Gadol, even an older girl, the same Allah would apply. If she's holding foam only, we assume that's all she took was the foam. Happens to me, that case was with a young girl. But had the case been with an older girl, the same halacha would have applied. If she's holding foam and only foam, we assume the wine is actually permitted. Miwi says, in the end of the day, the parish akuntris, lo nafkamina midi achshu. Now there is no nafkamina for Rashi in terms of age. Why? Because the gam hagadolim einam bekim betiv nisach. Even the gadolim don't know the nature of a nisach of avodah zarah. So even an older girl, even Rashi would agree, bizman azeh, would not make the wine yai nesach. Okay, the Gemara now says, "Ahu pulmusa, a certain general, the salik li naharda, went to naharda, paschu v'chavisa tuva, opened up many barrels of wine. Ki asir Rav Dimi returned back from Eretz Yisrael, amar uv dehavi kamid Rabbi Elias. Rav Shari, he explained this mice that had happened, that the general came into naharda, opened up all these barrels of wine, and he permitted it. But lo yadana, but he was explaining, Rav Dimi said, I don't know why he permitted it, why Rabbi Eliezer said it's permitted. Is it because he passed on Rabbi Eliezer? Whenever we say there's a Savik Bia, a doubt of a Jew or non-Jew entering into the wine cellar, we paskin tar, we paskin mutter. Is that why when the general came in it's all mutter? Or perhaps imishum de saver ruba de azle bade pumusa yisrael ninu. Or is it because most of the soldiers joining the general are actually Jewish, and therefore it's based on rov? And since rov soldiers are Jewish, we're going to assume it's mutter. So the Gemara says, if that was a suffix. Gemara says, ihach, if that's the case, that really there was a tzant to say it's based on suffix bia tower, hi suffix bia, suffix magahu. You can't say it's suffix bia. The question wasn't a question of who entered in, who didn't enter in. We know they for sure entered in because all the barrels were open. The question is suffix magahu, did they touch the wine or did they not touch the wine? That was a suffix. So you can't say that one of the tzadim is that it's we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, suffix bia tower, because this wasn't a suffix bia. This is vaday bia, the question of suffix magahu. So Gemara says, no, that sad still makes sense. Why? Kaven de miftecha tuva, since many barrels were opened up, ema daita de mamona, pasu, they were clearly looking for money. They're searching for money and kesavik biadami. Since their goal wasn't to drink wine, their goal was to look for money, so we view that as a suffix bia case, and therefore should be tar like Rabbi Eliezer. So he doesn't have the answer as to why he's matir this case, but he definitely was matir this case. Now, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosas here. Why, when opening up many, many barrels of wine, you're going to be mutter here? Rashi says because it's like Shas Mechama. We said during Shas Mechama, they're too busy. They don't have time to do Yai Nesach here, so they're just looking for money or looking for wine. It's Shas Mechama is the heter. Tosas on the very, very bottom of the long Tosa Hahu says it's a Svek Sveka, why it's mutter. Safek is a Jew, Safek is a non-Jew, and even if it's a non-Jew, Safek he's looking for Mamo, and Safek he was looking for do Yai Nesach. So that's what goes on there. Yes.
When, in order to do Yai Nesach, I'm just curious to what we're saying. A person has to pray in front of every single barrel?
No, you just take it and pour it to the L'shem of Avodah Zarah. You shake it or
so
pour it.
Every one of those, whatever he opens, you have
right.
to take it, pour it to L'shem of Avodah
Zarah. Exactly, exactly, right. Yep.
So that's the, you think they'd actually do that?
I have no idea. I know what took place back then, but I guess the Gemara talks about it, and
they're
it must be.
Orthodox of the Chabad.
Yeah. Very right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara says. The Gemara then says, "Ahu misubisa demasulei iklida." And misubisa is a person who owned. He sold wine. So what he had done was iklida. Rashi says is a mafteach, a key. So the Jewish store owner of the wine, he had handed the key over the mafteach over the sechav to a non-Jew. So now he has full access to the wine. So you should assume the wine should all be an apostle and the usher, yai nesach. Amrav Yitzchak, Amrav Elazar, Uvda Hava B'Mei Joshua. Such a Maisa, such a Shaila came to the Beis Medrash. V'Amrav Nepaskin in the Beis Medrash. Lo Masala Elo Shmias Mafteach B'Vat. Giving someone the keys doesn't give you the right to use their house. Your neighbor gives you the keys to watch, not to use their house. The key, in case I need the key. So you lent to your neighbor, not lent, you gave your neighbor the key. In case you ran and locked into your store, you could go to him for the key. And that does not give him access to your store, and the wine is still kosher. Amar Abai says, Af Ananami Tanina, we also have this brice of this Mishnah. Hamosir Maftechos La'am Ha'aretz, Tarosav Taros. All you give him the access to, you have a storage house, and you give the key where you're keeping all the Taros that are there to an Am Ha'aretz. And if Am Ha'aretz touches the Taros, they become Tame. We assume no. All the Taros remain Tahor. Lefisha Lo Masir Lo Ela Shemiras Maftech Bavad. You're just asking him to watch your key, not to go into your storage house. So the Gemara says, now Hashda, this was the case of the Mishnah of Taros of Toros. If by Taros we are going to Mekel and say that they remain Tahor, then certainly Yai Nesach Mibai, certainly the case of Yai Nesach, we would say as well, it would be Kasher as well. Gemara says, really, is that true? Lemaimer, just to tell me, the Taros Alime Miyai Nesach, that the halachas of Taros are more severe than Yai Nesach, because we just made a Kal V'Chomer. We said, if by the Taros, by giving a key to an Anju, the Taros remain Tahor, so Kal V'Chomer Yai Nesach, they remain Mutter. So that means that Taros are more severe than Yai Nesach. Is that really true? Lemaimer, the Taros Alime Miyai Nesach? In, it's true. Ditmar, the Gemara quotes a Machlokus Amaram, which clearly shows that we're more Machmer by Taros than by Yai Nesach. Chatzer Shechalka b'Mesipas. You have a courtyard that's divided by Mesipas, like little sticks in the ground dividing the area, whose part is which. And now, Amar, you have one guy who is owned by a Jew, one's owned by a non-Jew. So Amar Rav, Taros of Timaeus, he says, the Taros are Tamei, Ubovi Kochavim, Eino Euse Yai Nesach. But with regards to Yayin, so then the wine will not be considered Yai Nesach. So we see there's a split. We are Machmir by Taros, but we're Mekil by Yai Nesach. So we're concerned that the guy on the other side of the field might stick his hand over between the sticks of wood and touch my Taros and touch my Yai Nesach. So we're only Choshish by the Taros, but we're not Choshish by the Yai Nesach. The Gemara says, but Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Omer Af Taros of Taros, he's Mekil and thinks even the Taros are going to be mutter. But we do see the sheet of Rav, at least, that Rav does distinguish between Taros and Yai Nesach. Again, he's more machmir by Taros than he is by Yai Nesach. Mornat's going to bring a few kashas against the Rav and Rabbi Yochanan here. So again, Rav was Mekil, Rav was machmir by Taros, but he was, Rabbi Yochanan was Mekil. That's the machlokas by Taros. So the Gemara now says, May Sivei ask a question. You have two rooms, two houses next to each other. So the innermost room, the innermost house was owned by a chaver, a person who was makbid on halacha and makbid on tumah v'tara. He lives in the Pnimis. And the chiton, the outer house, was owned by an amaretz who's not makbid on these halachas. So the Gemara says, Osa chaver, that particular Jew who's makbid on halacha, shoteach sham peros u'maniach sham kelim, he's allowed to spread out his fruit and his kelim. Even though the Am Haaretz, who's sitting on the outer house, could reach in, extend his hand and touch it, it's still going to be mutter. So this is a kasha l'Rav, because Rav said above, if the chatzir, if you have mesipas between the chatzir, we are choshesh that the Am Haaretz or the Ovid Chacham is going to touch the taros. How come by the pnimis and chitona we're not choshesh as well? They might stick his hand through to the inner room and touch the taros. Gemara says, Amar l'charav, shiny hasam shenit basalav kiganav. The difference is because when it comes to a pnimis, a guy's not going to walk into your house. I live here. Even though he can reach my inner room, my inner house, he's not going to, because if he's caught doing so, it's nitbasalav kaganav. He comes off as a robber, and he doesn't want to be a ganav, and therefore the taros remain tahor in the house. But on the chatzir, where it's a little bit more free, even though there is a divider here, it's very possible he was just sticking his hand out there, he was walking a little bit, it's a little more loose with the borders there, and therefore there's a chashash, and the taros are going to be tamei. Mar then says, Toshma, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Gagal shel chaver lemala migagal shel am haaretz. You have a roof of a chaver who's on top, and then below that's a roof of an am haaretz. Also, chaver shoteach sham peros maniach sham kelim. The chaver is allowed to lay out his fruit and his kelim on his roof. Uvilvad shlo te yada shel amaretz magas l'sham. He says, as long as the amaretz can touch it, if the amaretz can touch it, it would be aser, it would be tameh, but if he cannot touch it, so Rashbag is machmir. You can only spread out if the roofs are distant enough where you can't reach it anymore. This is a kashya to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said by the chatzer, even if the amart can touch it, they're still tahor. So in this case here, we say if he can touch it, it would actually be tameh. So Amr lecha Rabbi Yochanan, shiny hasan, there is different. Diislay leshemute meimer amar imitsure kamimatra. By the case over there, by the chatzer, the reason why, which the chatzer case we're explaining now? The rooftop. Rashi explains, amatra, the gag, kimitarna. I'm measuring my rooftop here. Ani mechavin lemidas binyan. I want to measure my building. Shani wrote to limdo lechacho shafti yadi. That's why I spread my hand out. There's an excuse he could use by the rooftop. So since there's always an excuse, where Choshes maybe he did stick his hand over, because he won't be viewed as nitvas kiganov. It's not going to have any level of fear factor, so the rooftops it's going to be tamen. But when it comes to the chatzer, he doesn't have a good excuse to use why his hand on the other side of the fence, and therefore, since he's scared, so then the halach is that the taros are going to remain tahor. Final tashma, and they'll stop after this tashma. Gagol shechaver, the rooftop of a chaver, betad gagol shel amharta, next to the amharta's roof, also chaver shoteach sham peros maniach sham kelim, the chaver is allowed to spread his fruit and kelim onto his rooftop, v'yafapi sheyado shel amharta magas sham, even if the amharta can touch it, we're still makel. This is a kash of the Rav, because Rav above said, by the case of chatzer, we say that the taros are tamei, here by the rooftop we say the taros are Tahor, so the kasha to Rav. So Am Lecharav, Lav Ika Rabbi Shimon Gamliel de Kairu Kavasi. Don't I not have a different Tana? I have the Tana of Rashbag, who actually says you cannot have an area if they can touch it, it's tummy. So he says, Anadamri Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that says if it is within hands reach, arms reach of the Amaret, it in fact is tummy. This rooftop is the Tanakama that's a makil, that even though it's in arm's reach, it's permitted. I pass like Rashbag, that if it's in arm's reach, it's actually going to be tummy. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.